This goes to Dr. Murray, Murray, fax 989-463-9360, regarding Timothy, last name Stukey, S-T-U-C-K-E-Y. Date of birth is May 9th of 1973. Dear Dr. Murray, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Stukey with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, underlying hypertension, right-sided renal mass, which cryoablation was done to treat, and an MRI has been showing that the mass on the right side is shrinking. Also a history of a CVA, and he is on permanent disability and currently unable to drive due to several failed driving tests, and permanently disabled at this point. His next MRI should be in March of this year, according to his mother, who was present with him at this visit. He does have some mild expressive aphasia, and the mother often answers for him and fills in the questions to the history questions that we and provides answers to the history questions that we have for him. He denies any chest pain or palpitations. No weight loss, nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no bowel changes, no visible blood or melena. He feels as if he empties his bladder well, and no pain, no cloudiness or blood, no edema. Medications, I want to highlight amlodipine 10 mg daily, metoprolol 50 mg daily. He's on Lipitor and a magnesium glycinate, 200 mg at bedtime. Physical exam, weight 163 pounds, pulse is 60, blood pressure 126 over 88, his right arm sitting large adult cuff, neck is supple without jugular venous distension, lungs are clear, heart is regular, no murmur or arrhythmia, abdomen soft, no dysphagia, or no ascites, he's soft without ascites, and no peripheral edema. And labs, most recent lab studies were done December 30th, 2025. Creatinine is 1.82, has been fluctuating. Previous two levels were 1.51 and 1.71. Current GFR is 44. Calcium is 9.7, sodium 140, potassium 4.4, carbon dioxide 31. Albumin is 4.6, phosphorus 4.8. Hemoglobin is 15.5 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. One, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. We've asked the patient to continue getting lab studies done every 3 months. Two, hypertension, currently at goal. Three, history of clear cell renal carcinoma, cryoablation, and renal cysts without obstruction. And four, history of CVA, currently stable. And the patient will have a follow-up study or a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.